The history of the insanity defense goes back as far as 16th century Britain. More than 400 years later, the idea of not guilty by reason of insanity still doesn't sit well with some people.
You know, it's still somewhat controversial, so much so, in fact, that some states have actually banned the insanity defense in criminal cases. States like Utah and Idaho and Kansas. It really shifts the focus for a prosecutor in courtrooms because instead of focusing on who committed the crime, they have to shift and focus on the defendant's state of mind.
That's San Francisco prosecutor Paul Henderson speaking on Fox News. The history of the insanity defense is also a story about our growing understanding of mental illness.
From the wild beast test to guilty but mentally ill, understanding insanity in capital cases. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, January 13th. Kind of a look at some of the ins and outs of the courtroom without getting into specifics about a case about which we don't have a lot of specifics.
Insanity defense, not if it'll apply here in Arizona, but it's definitely an issue worth considering. Let's check the morning's top news. It was not insanity, but sobriety, which characterized the 14,000 people packed into the McHale Memorial Arena at the University of Arizona last night to remember the 6 people killed and 14 wounded in Saturday's shooting spree in Tucson. The president spoke.
For those who were harmed, those who were killed, they are part of our family, an American family, 300 million strong.
The president said the tragedy is a heavy reminder of the need for civility in public and political discourse.
It's important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds.
The president also had some good news about the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. While New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and others were visiting her, Giffords managed to open her eyes for the first time. Gillibrand told reporters it was a moving thing to witness.
She finally opens her eyes, and you could tell she was like desperately trying to focus, and it took enormous strength from her. And we're crying because we're witnessing something that we never imagined would happen in front of us.
Doctors say Giffords is making steady progress, though her path to recovery will be long and uncertain.
The House of Representatives has passed a resolution honoring the shooting victims, calling for an open society where the threats of violence cannot silence the voices of any American. Meanwhile, security officials briefed lawmakers and their aides on how to stay safe in their home districts.
Lebanon's national unit government has been toppled. Hezbollah and its allies withdrew their support of the cabinet. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the United States is very concerned.
This is a transparent effort by forces who seek to subvert justice and undermine Lebanon's stability and progress.
The resignations of top officials comes in the midst of a dispute over the UN tribunal investigating the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri.
Meanwhile, 2 people killed in 3 bombing attacks in Baghdad. Mosques were all the targets, highlighting lingering security challenges facing that country. Vice President Biden is in Iraq today discussing the future of American troops in the country.
Foreclosures were at a record high in 2010. More than 1 million people lost their homes, even though notices slowed during the end of the year. And in the latest Beige Book, the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy continued to expand moderately from November through December. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up and European indices are mixed. Futures are slightly down. The Dow will start at 11,755, the S&P at 1,194, and the NASDAQ at 2,737.
This morning, a look at dystopian end-of-world kid lit with our friend, literary editor Patrick Henry Bass, and President Obama, the healer-in-chief. He spoke to 14,000 people last night. Did you hear the president's speech? Give us your reaction at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word START to 69866. And coming up, we begin with a notion of insanity in the courtroom. Is it possible that will be one of the issues taken into the courtroom on the trial of alleged shooter Jared Loughner?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.